my three average income per deal, per wholesale real estate deal. And I want to share three different ones with you because I know a lot of people are thinking of it. One. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. In this episode, in this edition, we're talking about my three average income per deal, a wholesale real estate deal. And I want to share three different ones with you because I know a lot of people are thinking of it one dimensional. But let's talk about three dimensional income as a wholesale real estate professional. Let's talk about that for a second. Well, if you know anything about building a business, if you know anything about building any kind of business, or let me say like this, if you have any experience trying to build any kind of business, you know that you must have two things, okay? If you read any books such as a book like The Millionaire, The Secret of a Millionaire Mind, if you read Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Poor Dad, which is what brought most people into the game of trying to build their own business, becoming their own boss. If you've paid attention, if you read those things more than one time, most people read it one time, by the way, which is a bad idea, right? But if you read it more than one time, then you know that two things must be a part of your income model if you plan to be in the business for a long time. If you plan to be above the average person that's coming into the game of wholesale real estate, you have to think of two things: multiple income streams, and second, you have to think of passive income. Okay, and I know there are a few people out there, like people like Gary Vaynerchuk, that may try to discourage you from the idea of passive income, or discourage you from the cliche type of terminologies when it comes to being your own boss. But I'm going to tell you something, those cliche words are the exact thing you should pay attention to, especially if it initially made sense to you. If it never really made sense to you as a human being, as a person, I understand, you know, your spirit kind of kicked against it anyway, like your spirit kind of kicked against passive income. Let's say you were a Gary Vaynerchuk, naturally, you're skeptical about everything like the guru is talking about, then that's just you. But if you listen to a Gary Vaynerchuk, who is a guru in all his own rights, right, and he's telling you don't chase after passive income, that's a big mistake, you know, because you know in your heart, you should follow your heart. Passive income simply means money that's coming from activities that you're not exactly involved in directly anymore, right? So if I did something 2-3 years ago and I'm still making money from it today, that's called passive income. Why? Because of the word passive, it means not active, right? So there's nothing to overthink about that. Is it possible? Absolutely, okay, absolutely. Especially if you listen to the next three sources of income that I want to share with you that most people don't talk about if you're coming into game as a wholesale real estate professional. Now, wholesale real estate professional is not the same thing as a real estate investor. They're kind of like related, but they're two different things, okay? A real estate investor is somebody who has cash. They want to put it into real estate and they want dividends from owning real estate to be paying them over the years. If you came into wholesale real estate as a professional, you're really a marketer, okay? Basically, it's an overglorified job, okay? Which is very lucrative, which means also you have a silent partner, Uncle Sam. He's gonna want somewhere around 50% or thereabouts, maybe 40, maybe 60, depending on where you live, right? It's a silent partner. He's gonna want some of that money, okay? So basically, you own a business, okay? However, it's the best if you can create a system around this, a business system around it. It's the best way for you to create income for an ongoing basis. If we have a little bit of passive in it, if you have some multiple income streams in it, it also have nice windfalls, you know, like nice paydays, like $25,000 paydays, $15,000 paydays, you know, days you're gonna make $35,000 and some days you're gonna make $2,000, right? It's gonna be, you know, if you're thinking of it as one dimensional, meaning you just close deals and the only time you make money is you close deals, then big mistake, okay? So if I want to talk to you about the average money I make per wholesale deal, It depends on what we're talking about. It depends on three things. Number one, are we talking about close deals, actual close deals, or we're talking about a fell through deal, a deal that really didn't close, right? Or we're talking about affiliate commissions in the game, of building a list, in the game of running this business digitally, virtually around the world, basically teaching other people, or at least getting the information on how to do the game, basically having that abundant mindset. It's okay to teach other people or get people to the information, especially if you're gonna make commissions doing it, right? Valuable information. Many people will have access to the information, never use it. Some will get access to that information and actually use it and change their lives. And those one or two out of every 100 is the holy grail of fulfillment when it comes to building a business. And that's some of the things I'm trying to encourage you to understand about the game of entrepreneurship in the digital age. You don't want to get stuck one dimensionally. Okay, so three dimensions I just shared with you. Let me share with you again. That's how my income is divided. Okay, closed deals. My average is $25,000. That's my average over the years. Okay, number two way that I make money is fell through deals. Deals will fall through. People are gonna come and put a property on the contract and they can't close. You can't afford that. They waste your time and everyone else's time and not lose some money for that. So you want to have earnest money deposit, always non-refundable, signed contract, meaning if it falls through, they lose some money to you. My average on that is $2,500, okay? And then this part right here is either I close a deal or not, I make money, okay? And I call it affiliate commissions, but you can also call it info marketing, info whatever you want to call it, kind of income, just for simply getting the right information to the people that want that information. I make some money from doing that. Majority of the money I make from that is affiliate commissions. Average $1,325. All of these income sources, multiple income sources, it only happens from one thing. I learned one skill set, learning how to build a list online. That's it. Learning how to build a list online, okay? That's that. If I figured that one thing out, I'm able to close deals, I'm able to make money from deals that will fall through, inevitably that will happen. Like some people may tell you, oh yeah, all my deals go through. That's a lie. It doesn't happen, okay? But I still make money even if my deals don't close. Then I also make money from people that don't do deals. You know, they're still educating themselves, or they get into perpetual education, meaning they never take action and make money regardless, you know. So those are the three different ways, but I just giving you the average. Those are the average $25,000, and that's what I target. Usually I target about 20, okay, but if I get 25, I'm happy. If I get $2,000 on the deal, I'm happy too. It's still okay. I've walked out of a deal with nothing before, we still closed it because I wanted to do it for the homeowner. All right, fell through deals that don't go through, $2,500. Anytime that happens, I make $2,500 because they already put a check down, earnest money deposit, for saying they want to do this business. Number three, affiliate commissions, $1,325 average. So there you have it. I just wanted to share that with you. Want to learn more about how this works? Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. smartrealestatewholesaling.com, that's the name of the book, and you can learn exactly how to do all of this stuff. You'll be able to download this book for free. Also, if you go right now, I will give you a bonus book. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. So go ahead and get that right now. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.